Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
We are just pulling into the trash compactor place up here. I don't know if there's a line or not. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing pretty good. Not too bad. Just expecting the arrival of my wife in 8 or 10 hours. So she's on her way home, and I will be able to be relieved of my pet sitting duties. Thank God. Those that are driving me crazy.
And that, Bob. Hey, I got to back in here and unload this trash right quick. There's nobody in line, so see you in a little while. In 02.
All right, Tom, I'll be mobile for about 5 or 10 minutes. NT7J mobile.
7J, KN4VWA. You've just been a regular fixture on here lately.
I've been at home, and haven't been working much, and just kind of sitting around the shack a little bit more than I have in recent months, so that's probably
what's your wrist doing now?
Actually, fine. It's been over a year now since I've had the surgery repair on it, so it's been fine for a long time. It was fine 6 weeks after I had the surgery, actually.
Have the immobilizer brace, the external immobilizer.
I broke my wrist, and they immobilized it for about 3 days. It was broke so bad that they didn't do anything to it to set it. They just left it, immobilized it, and about 3 days later I had surgery on it where they repaired it and put some plates and screws and all kinds of stuff in there to put it back together. And then they put it in a soft cast, and then I did not accept the physical therapy. I did my own physical therapy. I got the instructions from the doctor, did my physical therapy, went back a week later, had him look at it, did more physical therapy on my own. I rehabbed it myself.
But as long as you don't push it too hard, too fast, and just work your way into it, a lot of times that's the best way. And they went in there and they put it back, and man, let me tell you what, with the work I did at the time, that was the best rehab I could have ever done, and I got back a lot faster too.
Well, I'll never use another physical therapist if I can avoid it. I forget how many, I think it was like 4 rotator cuff surgeries on my shoulder. And the last physical therapist over-rotated it and re-tore it, at which point in time I ended up getting a reverse shoulder replacement. And I did my own physical therapy on that, my own physical therapy on both my knee replacements. I did my own physical therapy on all but one of my rotator cuff surgeries. And that one, the physical therapist re-tore it. So I have no faith in physical therapy. I think it's... I think it's for the weak, and I think it's for the babies that don't really want to get better. So they force them to physical therapy so that they have to monitor. And if you do what you're supposed to do, and you're your own best judge, you will rehab your body parts back better and faster than any physical therapist can do.
Fell on the head. That's for those that are interested in getting back, and getting back 100%. Those that are whiners never do.
Yeah, physical therapy is for those, oh, it hurts, it hurts, I can't move it. 5 years, it hurts, give me more money.
You hit the nail on the head there. But, you know, when I did my knee, I didn't know exactly how far and how much to push it. And they did answer those questions, but as far as actually getting out and doing it on my own, shoot, it was all me.
I was out driving after my first knee replacement many years ago. I was out driving my deuce and a half, which had a clutch in it. And that was probably the best physical therapy I had. My second knee replacement, I was outside doing everything that I normally do. Same thing with the shoulder and the wrist. I mean, I would split wood with a cast on my wrist, and I knew when to stop. And I was splitting wood when I was rehabbing my wrist and my shoulder, and I knew when to stop. So I think physical therapy is a big insurance scam. It's another way that they can spend more money.
For those that don't have any clue, it is kind of a good guideline to what they should do. Whether they do it or not is a whole other story.
That really want to get better, whether they're using a physical therapist or doing it on their own, will get better. If you're going to lay in bed and moan and groan and tell me how bad your back or knee or whatever hurts, you're not going to get better. That's just all there is to it. I have a friend of mine in Michigan. He's been on disability. Actually, he's on workman's comp for like 18 years. And now he's trying to get on disability. All from one knee surgery. Well, one knee that's been giving him problems. But he don't want to work. He's happy letting his wife, who's an accountant, go to work every day. And he sits at home and plays on Facebook and smokes that funny stuff, and he's happier than a pig in poop. You know, there you have it. That's when I talk to him and he tells me about all his knee woes, I kind of crack up because, I mean, I've been through all of them, and I know what he's telling me isn't factual.
Well, whiners abound. What can you say? Hey, when are you coming down for a free lunch there, Chief?
I've got my wife's coming home today sometime, probably later in the day. And Friday I've got a little electrical job I'm going to do. As we speak right now, next week is pretty well open. So I'm thinking maybe Monday or Tuesday. But don't put that in your calendar. I'll get up with you when I figure out my next week work schedule and other stuff.
Cool. Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and I figured out what I'm going to do on that tower down there. Man, I tell you what, talking to the Roan Tower people is a worthless waste of time. They're so afraid of liability, they won't answer his question straight.
Hey, call me on the phone. I got to carry groceries in.
No problem. I will. ND7J, K4VWA, I'm clear.